Hey, welcome everybody. It's time for another episode of Driven by Design. The one show, the only show that takes a look at everything driving us these days. The good, the bad, and the ugly. With the man who only sees the positive and the happy in most of this stuff here, Mr.
I got plenty ugly. I have to look for the positive.
You seem to find inspiration in dark times, and that's what today's show is all about here. Is there any hope for inspiration in dark times here? I just don't know. We live in a crazy world.
You know, it's a strange time, right? It's like I think of inspiration as like a light or like campfires. Like if you go camping at night and you're out in the wilderness, and it can be scary, but that thing that you hover around is a campfire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love that metaphor, because I think how people are lighting a lot of campfires right now at home.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, because it's a strange time and there is so much unrest and danger and you know, and these very real issues of people losing family members to this disease, and sort of, you know, the incompetence of our previous administration to not help people, I think people have also shown this amazing human resilience and indomitable will to create and do something new in the dark times. And so what I want to talk about today are just, like, you know, projects that you wouldn't have had time to do. You know, for me, it's
right.
Do you remember Flying Cars?
Which was a fascinating idea. So you're in normal times, you're busy, you're going 24/7, meeting after meeting, now forced to be home more, forced to, you're not flying to China every other week or flying up north. So you've got more time to do things and find inspiration where maybe you were putting that off. That was a fascinating idea. The paintings you did on that.
Yeah. With my client. You're absolutely right. With my current client, you know, bringing him up to Silicon Valley every week or to China, now giving me a VR system. So I can look at the car here in my living room.
Which is
crazy. I do have this time. And the sort of campfire I built in this time was that the art of being an art car designer. we have a guest speaker today, Lewis.
Putting in his two cents here, right?
Yeah, he was like, he's definitely a camera hound. So he found his light.
is there a camera on?
He is such a little performer. He's actually more of a clown. Anyway, the campfire that I with the Do You Remember Flying Cars for me is the art of my job. My job has changed a lot from what it was when I started, which was I would sit all day and draw. I mean, car designers historically have always sat around and drawn and made beautiful art.
Right.
But today, the job is so quick that the drawings I do are very quick, and they immediately go into the hands of a digital modeler. And then we play like a tennis game or a volleyball game, back and forth. Sends me the model, I sketch over it.
Three
models, goes back and forth for 2 years, like this current project. But that thing that I love doing most, which is sitting and creating a beautiful image, is not part of it. So that's why I started doing these. And these paintings, you know, they're a nice exploration into something I wouldn't have had time to do. They're selling, so I'm happy about that.
There you go. Well, look at this series that we're doing. As we keep evolving, as we used to do this in person at our studio, now we're doing this by Zoom. My camera just cut out on me here, so I'm going to be the voice of God talking to you from somewhere off screen here. Exactly. I've got that Moses look here. We've all had been forced to pivot and experiment with things we knew about, and we might have tried, but we were resistant to dive into and explore virtual reality, Zoom calls, working from home, on and on and on. We're suddenly being forced to pivot. And out of that, some amazing things are happening here. Let's talk about in your industry in general. How has it changed auto design to sit at home and look at something through goggles?
It's fascinating you say that, because I think at the end of the day, you will always need a clay model, because at the end of the day, what you do make has to be in that world, this world, not in here in the computer.
Right.
The thing you make has to live in, it has to be good. But for a large portion of the process now, you know, you can do it virtually. And that has definitely sped things up. but also kind of on a broader sense, let's say, doing a self-driving delivery vehicle for a client right now.
Right.
And without getting into specifics, I believe that there's never been a better case study for this business model than during a pandemic, because so much of what we're now consuming is coming to the house.
Yes.
Via Amazon.
Oh, yeah. I want the convenience, and I'm frightened to go out, or I'm prevented to go out.
Exactly. And maybe ways that people might have been resistant to the autonomous aspect of an automotive robot.
Right. Right.
A couple of years ago, I led a design team on a car called Zooks, and they were doing a taxi, which I think their image just got leaked the other day.
It did, right?
Showing the car. But again, the speed of this stuff coming out and having consumer acceptance, I think, is very different than it would have been pre-COVID.
I agree.
If you want to hire that taxi, just to finish the thought, if you want to hire that taxi, but you didn't want to be exposed to the driver, that's now possible.
Yeah. And before we thought that sounded weird. It's like that Bruce Willis movie. I forgot which one it
Total
is.
Total Recall.
Yeah.
With the crazy mannequin of the taxi driver.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. I always thought that was so funny because, like, why would that? You know, a lot of things that design does is try to put people at ease with an unfamiliar technology.
Right.
I think putting a fake human in a.
I said Bruce Willis, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, Schwarzenegger. He's in this taxi with this funny cartoon character of a driver and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, it's a waste of a passenger seat. So
it never made sense to me.
But they are the crazy thing is that they're here and they're coming. Yeah. And the delivery, whether it's the taxis or the delivery vehicles, I think we'll always have some trepidation. But I think what's interesting about this time is it's speeding up consumer acceptance. And I think that general moment of creativity in this industry and in my own art, those are the little nuggets of light that we can focus on when things are scary.
Well, you're big about finding the joy in through the darkness. Your quote, I've never forgotten the quote you gave. Was it Tom Matano's quote or somebody else's quote that said, if you're going to design the future, make it a happy one.
It's absolutely, he's like the Yoda of automotive design, creating the Miata and the RX-7. And he always said that to me. If you're going to create a little piece of the future, in this case, a car,
right?
Well, make a happy one. why do you want to live in an apocalyptic world if we are the creators?
But we don't think we have a choice.
Everybody,
people don't feel like they have a choice with COVID and with the, as it's been described, the dark winter that is upon us here. We are alone in the dark. We're scared, and we're like frightened little children here. Tell me a story. Tell me something positive here. And those that can step forward and say, okay, it's not all doom and gloom. There are some positive aspects. Those are the ones that are shining through.
Well, and I think, too, it's sort of like self-care to me. So, think about this, like coming out of, doing this project, doing the Shine project, which we've talked about in previous podcasts, coming out of a dark time. For me, I have to create something positive to help lift myself up. And hopefully if that kind of idea that if you shine your light, not from down onto people, sort of like a self-centered light, but a light that emanates from within.
Right.
I think it's what you're putting into the world. It's what you're manifesting. It's what you say, I want to contribute to this world, versus focusing on the dark, of the past or bad things that happened, or in the case of our last president, it was always doing some, news and very like attention grabbing, but negative. Well, that's such a magnet. But if you can just go, okay, I'm aware of that, that's out there, but what am I going to do?
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm going to create this little campfire that I can create.
Right.
And to me, that's, for me, it's, these.
Well, think of this.
You always think
of car design, or think of it as movie. I'll think of it as movies. I have more familiarity having been in the movie business a long time ago. But it's the same thing. Where do you want the eye to focus? When you design a car, you're trying to get the eye to look here. When a movie set, when they light it, they're purposely backlighting the head or drawing light down from above to shine. They're trying to force your eye to follow the story rather than just go anywhere. And I know you guys do that in cars in ways that we don't even know. When I walk up to a car, you know what I'm going to look at first, or you hope you know what I'm going to look at first. And then what, and that reaction that as I walk away, I'm going to turn back and look at it again.
Yeah. That's when you fall in love with a car. Well, I think that that's in general. So to me, that goes back to like just a general life philosophy that my grandma used to teach me, which is, you know, you can apply it to aesthetics or any sort of spiritual ness, if you will, but it's basically put your attention on that which you want to grow.
Right.
And I think it's so basic. If you want something, focus on it. If you want the negative, you know, like I went on a date with a guy like 2 days ago, and all he told me was what he didn't like. And so the conversation was about things he didn't like.
Right.
And I finally just said to him, I know a lot about what you don't like, but like, what do you like? And we couldn't get there.
Yeah.
So I finally just said, I don't think we're going to be a hit. and I remember it just felt like, that's okay. You know, that's fine. That's where that is. But I never learned anything.
And,
you know,
about, and when and he said, when you said that to him, did he say, yeah, that's one more thing I don't like? Right. No,
well,
I'm
a little more bold than I think. I actually just walked to the door and I was like, I don't think we're going to be a hit. And then opened the door.
Yeah.
I don't know what his reaction
this is. This is your exit but, line here. Yeah. Well, I think
my grandma used to say at the end of a dinner party, well, I got to get to bed. I got to get to bed so these good people can go home.
Yeah, right. That's the time to go. But again, we want to focus. I don't know whether we want to or we fall into the trap of focusing on the negative and focusing on the bad.
Yeah, and we all do. And as a human, I do too. My gosh, it's so easy to get.
Well, the media that I'm part of here, that you're now part of through this station and this show, we all know if it leads, it bleeds. You know, we've got to have the negative that if you're scared and angry, you'll tune in. If you're happy, you'll turn it off. If they came on the news tomorrow, whatever channel you want to listen to, and they said, everything's fine, you turn the channel off.
There'd be no news.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's enough of that. And I feel like with these, you know, these little, what I'd like to do more in these short, brief podcasts, I want to feature more people who are doing interesting projects that are growing.
Yes, and particularly so in these times. That would be a fascinating look to find people who in dark times are shining through, who have found some light, even in the darkness. Yeah, that would be great.
So that's going to be coming up soon.
Okay.
In Driven Magazine.
All right. Well, if anybody wants to find out about your own project that you started, this Shine project, just talk about, just give us a site again. Shining a light on a subject that doesn't get much attention. Domestic abuse among the LGBT community and how that's growing as it is in all forms of society as we're forced to be together and cracking up and under stress and strain, all that stuff, and how you're trying to shine a light on this subject by doing what?
Well, so yeah, the Shine Project is a series of portraits of gay and lesbian men and women who have emerged from domestic violent relationships. It's partnered with the LGBT Center. We're raising money for them, and you can find out about it at To Shine Through on Instagram. The Flying Cars series that I'm working on is a series of fictional flying cars from the 1970s that never happened, but would have been amazing if it had.
If they had. They were promised.
Flying cars.
They were promised.
We were promised them. Yeah. Well, here they are.
Here they are. Finally.
And that's called Do You Remember Flying Cars on Instagram as well.
Well, and, tune in again as we're going to. Lots of things driving us these days, and unfortunately, we're only hearing the negative side of what's driving us: the anger, the fear, the frustration. But in the midst of this, there are people finding inspiration, finding their way through, and finding a way to keep the light shining out. You know, if you keep a light under a bushel, it doesn't illuminate much. You got to lift the bushel once in a while and let it shine through here. That's what we're doing on the show. Thanks so much. Okay, we'll tune in again each and every week to Driven by Design. You've been listening to Driven by Design, the one show, the only show that takes a look at what's driving us these days. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.